This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Let there be light. Can we turn the lights? Thank you. Thank you. Jazakallah. So, today, inshallah, I'll talk about one ayah from Surah Yusuf. Surah Yusuf. Who knows Surah Yusuf? Who loves Surah Yusuf? Okay, a lot of you. So this is a beautiful surah. It gives you hope. So I will talk today about, I remember last week we spoke about whining and complaining and blaming everyone for your mistakes. So this ayah in Surah Yusuf, it's actually a part of an ayah in Surah Yusuf. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. No one loses hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except people with no faith. Okay, so you can whine all you want. You can complain about everything. I failed because of my parents. I broke my arm because of my teacher. All these things. You can blame everyone for your mistakes. You can whine all the time. And I mentioned last time that there is an ayah in Surah Ibrahim, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ, which basically translates to, I'm going to take the artistic license to make it relatable to you. If you whine, Allah will give you more to whine about. If you thank, He will give you more to thank for. Right? So, whining and losing hope and blaming people. Every time you come across a problem or a difficulty in life, so look at the example of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was doing da'wah all the time to the people of Mecca and the different tribes, and very few people believed, like the slaves and the poor people. But many rich people, they turned their back on Islam and they were actually trying to kill the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and abuse the first believers and so on and so forth. But the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never gave up on them. He was always making da'wah to them. To the point where after the people of Taif abused the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they injured him, and the people of Mecca were, you know, attacking him all the time, and he was asked, if you want, we can just crush them and khalas, finished. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them to Islam and their children will be Muslim, right? So he never gave up on them, and eventually most of the people of Mecca, 99% of them became Muslim during the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he didn't force anyone to become Muslim. You look at the story of Yusuf Alayhi Salam. His brothers, his own brothers, they tried to kill him, and he was sold, he became a slave just because of them. Right? And what I like about the story of Yusuf and Musa alayhi salam, there are so many things in common between the story of Musa alayhi salam and Yusuf alayhi salam. But if you look at the story of Musa alayhi salam, he had one brother, his name was Harun, and he supported him all the way. And Yusuf alayhi salam had 11 brothers, 10 of them gave him a hard time. They tried to kill him, he was sold into slavery because of them, so the numbers don't really matter. But again, in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, he was sold into slavery, his own brothers betrayed him, they stabbed him in the back and they almost killed him. And he landed in jail because of what they did to him a long time ago. But he never lost hope. He was hopeful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him and will guide him in this difficult time. And he became the Aziz of Egypt, right? Look at the example of Uthman ibn Affan and Abdurrahman ibn Auf, for example. Basically, they were millionaires in Mecca. They were business people. But when they made hijrah because of all the abuse and all the persecution in Mecca, what they did, they left Mecca and they made hijrah to Medina. They didn't have any money with them. They started from the scratch again. And they didn't accept donations from anyone in Medina. They just said, Dulluni ala suq, like in the story of Abdurrahman ibn Auf, show me where the market is. And he started to do business, he started from the scratch, and within a few years he became a millionaire again. Why? Because he didn't lose hope, and he didn't sit in the streets asking people for money. You know, it is easy To lose hope when you are in a difficulty. Some people take their own lives when they are in a difficulty or a hardship. They fail an exam, they jump off a bridge. They don't get a job, or they get laid off, or their car breaks down, they shoot themselves in the head. People do it all the time, right? Because they lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last story for today. I've been talking for the last few days to a brother from the U.S. His name is Nadir, a Palestinian. He was raised in the U.S. He was legally blind. He can't see. His wife accepted Islam 12 years ago. She's an American. She accepted Islam, and she's also blind. And when she accepted Islam, and he was, you know, when they get married, they were looking for any material on Islam for blind people, like the Braille thing, you know. They couldn't find anything. Back then, 12 years ago, there was not a single translation of the Quran, for example, in English. His wife couldn't read Arabic, you know, his wife only speaks English. They couldn't find any single translation of the Quran. So what has he done? Did he just sit and cry in his room? No, he decided to do something about it. Now he is working on a translation of the Quran in English in Braille for the blind. And what he's doing basically is going around raising funds to make thousands of copies available for Muslims and non-Muslims for free. So not only is benefiting himself and his wife, he's also providing the Quran for thousands of people in the U.S. for free. Raising funds, teaching people about Islam, despite of his disability or his ability. But he decided to make a difference. He decided to do something about it. And the reason why we are talking is because he, inshallah, is going to turn the clear Quran into Braille for blind people to be able to read the Quran. So the point is, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stand up, put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do your best. And inshallah, one of those days you will succeed, but never lose hope. This is the message for today. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.